Hello, everyone, and welcome to our English language teaching program. My name is Terry Springer, and I'm your host for today. I'm an English as a foreign language teacher. I hold a bachelor's degree in education, and I'm pursuing a master's degree at La Universidad Central de Venezuela. Today is Saturday, the 7th of June, and we are coming to you via Skype from Caracas, Venezuela. The time is now 9:25 p.m., and our topic today is about ICT versus textbooks in ELT classes. And to talk a little bit about this, I've invited Professor Armando Peña to share his opinion. Professor, how are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for your invitation, Mr. Springer.
Thank you for accepting. Welcome to our program. Professor Armando holds a bachelor's degree in journalism from La Universidad Católica Cecilio Acosta, and he's been teaching English at high school for 19 years. He's also pursuing a degree in English as a foreign language, a master's degree that is, at La Universidad Central de Venezuela. Professor, do you use textbooks in class?
Almost every day. Our students use traditional books. And it is a very good way to follow the curriculum or the syllabus in our school.
Okay, Professor. What's your opinion about using ICT and ELT courses? Give me some advantages or disadvantages. What can
definitely,
you tell us about this?
I think apart from having traditional books, we should include this kind of technology and devices in the classroom. We can make our classes more dynamic, and probably the students can feel more comfortable in class, because of course every day they use their devices and they want to have almost everything related to technology.
Okay, thank you so much. I do agree with you, Professor. Speaking of which, we are in this technological growth, and it's rapidly taking over. Do you think ICT would completely replace the use of traditional textbooks in our English classes?
No, not in a short term, at least. Of course, every day there are a lot of advances related to technology. But on the other hand, I see that mostly teenagers prefer to read their own stories or the authors they like in traditional books. So it is a very good way. Probably the feeling or the sensation is different. That's why I think they still like having a book in their hands. Of course, they can read by using tablets or iPads. But I think, as I said before, the sensation or the feeling is different. And of course, by touching the pages or probably having the cover of the book, they feel I think it is a very pleasant activity or a very relaxing activity for them. And I think the sensation is different. So I think traditional books can't be replaced by technology in a short term.
I do agree with you, Professor. Of course, we can use the ICT technology and all these electronic gadgets to enhance the learning process of EFL and ESL students, but I don't think that it will completely replace traditional books. I do agree with you. Well, Professor, everyday traditional books, it's a very good thing, and you do use it. It should be included, and it makes the students, they prefer to read traditional books, because as you said before, it's a sort of sensation about having the books in your hand, the touch, the smell, and so on and so forth. Well,
definitely.
Professor, our time is about up. Okay, and thank you so much for being here with us today and shedding some light on this topic. Okay. Well, getting back to you, you have been tuning to EFL on English as a Second Language and our English language program today. Coming to you from Caracas via Skype, the time is now 9:30, and thank you for joining us. Goodbye.
Goodbye.